Decatur Central lines up in their bunch formation. They are to our right, Warsaw to our left. So Warsaw with their backs to the big windows that face the downtown. And Ashton Vogel waiting for the official to give him the signal. And the guys from Decatur Central, not all of them have their mouthpieces in. Now they put them in. And they start forward like they're going to kick an onside kick, and then they back away. You have Reed on the near side, Brock on the far side, waiting inside the five, hoping for a shot to run this back and put the Tigers back in the game. Vogel will kick it, and it's deep, it's returnable, and it's Brock from the four. 10, 15, middle of the field, 20, 25, still going to the 30, still going to the 35-yard line. Quentin Brock with a good return all the way out to the 35-yard line, a 34-yard return. And that's where Warsaw will start the second half from scrimmage.
And that was a good return there by Quentin Brock. First contact was probably made around the 20, 25-yard line. He just willed himself and got a little assistance from his teammates, kind of pushing him forward. But
yes,
to start this drive at the 35 is fantastic.
Got to score. Everybody knows it. Including the guy who's about to get himself under center, that's Drew Sullivan. He's got Duncan behind him on first and 10. Sullivan's going to keep it, and he's going to plunge forward. He's going to get 3 yards out past the 38-yard line. Stopped by Braden Smith. Second down, and about where they put the ball is all the way to the 39-yard line. So give him four.
All right.
Second down.
And one good way to keep Decatur Central offense off the field is to keep their defense on the field.
Yes, that's correct. Because a lot of these guys, Carter, Hicks, Eisen, it's the same guys on both sides of the ball. But Warsaw hasn't had the ball long enough to make them sweat it. Up the middle, big hole, Duncan, he breaks free. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. You can kiss him goodbye. Touchdown, Tigers. Brody Duncan goes 61 yards for the touchdown, and the Tigers are back in the hunt.
And that was just a fullback right up the middle, just kind of eluded the Decatur Central defense, all of them. And next thing you know, he squirts free, and then there's no catching him. 61 yards to pay dirt, and that's exactly what Warsaw needed to get right back in this football game.
Smythe now for the point after to get his team within seven. Hombegger to snap it back. Villema to put it down. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is perfect. 24-17, Decatur Central. We're back in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 24-17, Warsaw within seven on the second play from scrimmage of the second half. Brody Duncan goes 61 yards to Paydirt. Warsaw back within a score, and now the defense has, I don't know, you want to guess how many Warsaw fans are over there? 8,000, 9,000? They
That's
have them trying to whoop them on and get them going till they can make a play. Because if Warsaw can get the ball back and go down and score, my goodness, what a game we will have.
And we've leaned on our defense all year. Just, again, we're asking the defense to do a lot. And they've got to come through if we're going to be able to win this game.
Well, and this is the exact kind of spot where they have come back.
Right.
Right?
This Absolutely.
Is where the defense has made a play.
Yep.
And other than the interception, Decatur Central hasn't made any mistakes. And their history has been that they make mistakes. They're just generally good enough to get 10 wins because they can overcome those mistakes with their speed. It's a high, it's a short kick. It'll be taken at the 2-yard line. 5, 10, 15, 20. Look out. 25, 30. Bouncing to the outside. 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. And finally tackled out of bounds. In Tiger territory inside the 45-yard line to the 43-yard line.
Keep looking for a flag because there was definitely a block in the back.
Hicks.
Right. There. Yep.
Hicks with the return. Now he's got Decatur Central back in business at the Tiger 43-yard line, first down and 10, 10:53 left to play here in the third quarter of the 5A state championship game in downtown Indianapolis. Bo Polston, as Carter to his left, takes the snap, hands off. He'll try the left. He's got some room. He'll get spun around at the 40, go down at the 39-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 yards. Villema was there to finish him off. Grady Nelson got to him first. Second down and 6.
And those are plays that our defense, like, that was a good job there of tackling on first contact, not letting him escape.
Ball on the NFL hash mark on the left side, the near side of the field. Polston takes the snap, fakes the handoff this time, runs up the middle, got a huge hole, runs into Fletcher Pohl and gets a first down inside the 35 to the 31-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain for the 235-pound junior quarterback for DC.
So it's a simple zone read, and Polston decided to keep it, and rightly so. There's a big gap up the middle there. Good seal blocks by the offensive line.
And again, from where we're doing the game from, you could have drove a truck through that hole.
Yep.
From the 31-yard line of the Tigers, pitch back left, Hicks trying to turn it upfield. He's got a blocker. He's got a big gain across the 25 down to the 23-yard line. That's an 8-yard carry on first down for Kazmir Hicks. There's been terrific for the Hawks tonight. They're in field goal range with a chance to go up 2 scores.
He's just been the beneficiary. And he's good, don't get me wrong, but that offensive line I continue to be impressed with.
Yep. They have taken Dippin, Nelson, and Gabrich out of the game completely.
Which nobody has to this point all season.
No, uh-uh. Polston sends a man in motion, going to pitch it to the right. Hicks trying to turn upfield, runs into his own man and gets tripped up as he got right to the line of scrimmage. Officially no gain. Heady on the stop for the Tigers with help from Flores Ortega. Second down. Or I'm sorry, check that. Third down. Take that back.
Well, if we can get a tackle for a loss here.
This is, again, all the film I watched, every game Decatur Central had negative plays in the rushing game.
We just haven't seen it yet.
We just haven't seen any of that tonight. They're due to make a big mistake. Third down and 1. Actually, less than 1. Polston, quarterback sneak, got the first down. He's inside the 20. He'll be pushed backwards, but he gets 2 yards down to the 19-yard line. Tigers trying to rip the ball out and having no success. Habegger, Schultz, Nelson on the stop for the Tigers. First down and 10, Decatur Central at the Tiger 19-yard line. And all the happiness and joy coming from that Tiger wave of orange sitting over on that other side of the field has gone very, very quiet. A long kickoff will do that to you. Polston, I formation this time. Hands off to Carter, up the middle, across the 15, across the 10. They can't get him to the ground. He's all the way to the 4-yard line. A gain of 15. It's first and goal.
Again, I formation. That's just an ISO play. Isolated on the middle linebacker. Good blocking, and you're right. It took 4 or 5 Tigers to get him down.
First and goal from the 4, ball in the far hash mark. Decatur Central trying to go back up 2 scores. 8 minutes left to play, third quarter, 24-17. Decatur Central with the lead from the 4. Dodo comes in motion. They hand it off to Carter, lurking left, back to the middle. He'll back his way to the goal line, and he got in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Hawks. And with 7:41 left to play, it's 30-17 in favor of Decatur Central.
And that was just a methodical drive there by Decatur Central. I don't even think they threw it once that drive. All running, running plays drive?
I think so.
That was just a statement drive there by Decatur Central. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to put the ball. We're going to rush it. That's what they did.
And you can stop it if you want to try, but they have missed one PAT today. Low snap. Spot is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 7:41 left to play, third quarter. It's 31-17 Decatur Central, and we're back here in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Andy and I were looking at the stat screen up here, which keeps a running time of possession and turnovers. Warsaw with two fumbles lost in the first half, 14 points for Decatur Central off of those, one turnover for Decatur Central, no points off of those for the Tigers. The other stat is Warsaw has only had the ball for 10 minutes and 30 seconds. Decatur Central's had it for 17:49. That's flip-flopped.
Yep, for sure.
From what we're used to seeing.
Absolutely.
Bunch format again here for the Hawks. Ball teed up at the 40. Vogel gets the whistle. And he starts toward the ball and then stops and backs up. Be okay if the Tigers ran back this kick.
Oh, boy.
That'd be fine. Brock on the far side at the 5. Reed on the near side at the 5. Vogel walks to it. Puts his right foot into it. It's high. It's returnable. It's Brock from the 6. Middle of the field. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 to the outside. 35. He's to the 40, and then he goes down. Is he all right? Okay, good. I'm good.
I think somebody tripped his shoe up, I think.
Okay, because it looked like he just went down on his own. Like there was a sniper in the building. We get to look at it on the replay up here on the big board.
I think someone just got his foot. Right.
Oh.
No. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It just took him 3 steps to finally
absolutely
succumb to that.
So Warsaw takes over from the 41 with 7:34 left to play in the third quarter. Still very much in the game, 31-17. But, again, they have to score just about every time they have it now to have a chance. Sullivan with Duncan behind him. His 61-yard run was Warsaw's last play from scrimmage, and there he goes again up the middle, across the 50 and out to the 47-yard line of Decatur Central. That's a 12-yard gain for the fullback with as much room as he's had all season.
Oh, yeah. Just good blocking there by the left tackle, 73 there, creating that huge hole there off the left side.
That's Wyatt Dawson.
Great blocking.
First down Tigers. They don't have to hurry to score. They just need to score. Yeah. And then they need their defense to make a play. Sullivan from the left hash mark. That's the side closest to the Tiger bench. Option play left. Duncan again. And he plows through a defender and knocks him inside the 45 down to the 43 for a gain of 4. Duncan came into the game with 601 yards rushing. And who would have believed at the beginning of the night that at this point in the game, Duncan would have more rushing yards than Sullivan?
Yeah.
I don't think any of us would. Second down and 6 for the Tigers. Again, ball still on that far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. As Warsaw goes from our left to right. Wings on either side. Sullivan stood up. And then that looked like a broken play, and it didn't work at all. Not sure what happened there. Sullivan took the snap, ran into his own guy, and gets knocked back to the 45-yard line. That's a loss of 2.
That's just pressure from that defensive lineman. Watch him just bust in there. See him?
Well,
our right guard pinched down on that nose tackle, which allowed that other defensive lineman to come right in.
I'm not sure they were all running the same play.
Or maybe not.
Because there was massive confusion.
You're right.
Before the snap, Quint Brock went in motion, came back, and barely got set
before
the snap of the ball. It's third down and 8. Certainly two down territory here at the Hawk 45. Sullivan under center. Play action fake, going to throw it. Got a man open on the near side, and he overthrew him. Pass intended for Davis. Evan was probably 4 or 5 yards away from catching that. It's fourth down, and the Tigers have no choice but to go for it here. With 5:32 left to go in the third quarter of the 5A state championship game, down by 14 points. So many times they've come through on this. Taylor Villema is in the game on offense. The Decatur Central fans from just down the road over by the airport trying to hoop and holler to help their defensive crew. Sullivan on the reverse. Quentin Brock under pressure. Throws it down the field. Got a man open, and it's caught. It is caught inbounds. It's caught by Davis at the 33-yard line. Quentin Brock had defenders all over him, and somehow he got rid of that ball, and Evan Davis got 1 foot down just in the nick of time before he stepped out of bounds.
How did he get that? Oh, my word.
He did.
There were three Decatur Central defenders ready to pounce on Quentin Brock, and he jumped in the air to make the throw. And they're gonna, the Decatur Central fans are upset that they thought he was out of bounds. He's clearly in.
He got 2 feet in. Oh, yeah. It just looked weird. 5:24 left to play, third quarter. Tigers inside the 35-yard line at the 33, first down and 10. Up the middle, Duncan. And Duncan pushes the pile inside the 30 down near the 28-yard line. Give him a gain of 5 and a first down carry. Morse on the march toward the southwest corner of southwest end of this beautiful building. We thank the Indianapolis Colts for allowing us to come hang out here. They used to play these state championship games outside.
Oof.
Yeah, imagine that. And we have whistles and we have flags. I know that Decatur Central jumped, but is the penalty on them? It kind of looks like it is. Yep, it is. Is it enough for a first down? It's pretty close.
Yep. It is.
It is. First down Tigers. First down Tigers at the DC 23. 4:50 left. Third quarter, 31-17. Decatur Central leads Warsaw in the 5A football championship. Sullivan from the far hash mark takes the snap, runs left, beats a man, 20. Spins away from another, gets knocked down at the 16-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback, and that's as much room as he's had to work with tonight.
Yeah, they're Decatur Central, you have to give their defensive coordinator a lot of credit. They've been keying a lot on Drew Sullivan. Probably the game he had against Lafayette, Jeff, even the last one against Merrillville. Just the devastating rushes that he's capable of, and they've done a really good job of bottling him up.
From the 16, second down and 3. Eagle off wide to the right with single coverage. They'd love to get him loose, but Carter's on him, and he's their best defender. Sullivan takes a snap. Ooh, and boy, I wasn't sure who had the ball there for a minute because Sullivan didn't let go of it, and neither did Duncan, and they both went down together. It's a gain of 2 inside the 15 down near the 13-yard line. It's actually closest to the 14, so gain of 2, third down and 1 coming up. The clock continues to move down to 3:40 left to go in the third quarter with Warsaw down by 14.
Well, they're going to say Brody Duncan got the rush there just because he looks like he just took the ball away from Drew Sullivan.
He's about the only person on earth who said, I'm not giving you anything,
that's
Drew.
Right.
You can't
that's
have it.
That's right.
Third and a little more than a yard. Sullivan. Left side, gets spun around, and it'll depend on the spot. Looks like he got the first down. He did.
Yep.
Inside the 12-yard line, first down, Tigers. 3:18 left to play. The clock runs again. Warsaw trailing 31-17, but it's first down Warsaw from the 12. Wide side of the field will be the right side of the field as Warsaw heads from our left to right. Sullivan with Duncan behind him. Brody's got a 61-yard touchdown here in the second half. Wings on either side. Sullivan with a last-minute instruction for Duncan. Sullivan, option play left, keeps it, and he will push forward, and he'll get a yard to the 11. Looks like it.
Yep.
2:38 left to play, third quarter. Still a lot of time, still plenty of time. Tigers have to score a touchdown here, and then their defense, somebody's got to make a play.
Exactly right, 100%. Touchdown here in the defense, something. Fumble, interception.
Think about back early in the game, Warsaw had a couple defensive chances to make plays, couldn't come up with them.
Or just get him to punt.
Or just get him to punt.
Yeah.
Second and 9 from the 11. Sullivan under center, takes the snap, pitch back to Reed to the short side. He gets hit and thrown for a loss. There were three guys back there when Tucker Reed took the pitch from Sullivan. and down him back at the 14-yard line. That's a loss of three. Now it's third down and 12.
And we have the benefit of looking at that giant replay screen, and that was just that right side of the Decatur Central defensive line, and that outside linebacker just pursued and crashed through our line.
The wide side of the field is the right side. Warsaw ran that play toward the boundary side. And now they've got two plays to get 12 yards or 14 and score. Sullivan, third and long. Play action fake, going to be hit in the backfield, going to loft it into the air, and it's intercepted. At the 3-yard line, coming out 10, 15, 20, out to the 22. Sullivan only had one choice, and that was to cut the ball loose. There were two defenders all over him when he threw it, and it's intercepted, and it's DC ball at their own 22, and the Tigers are denied.
Well, that situation where Drew got the snap, and I'm just looking at it now, there was a defender immediately in his face, and he had to throw the ball up. I mean, if he would have taken the sack, we still had a chance at a potential field goal, but as the play was drawn up, he had to make that pass.
He had to throw it.
Yep.
Field goals do you no good here. You have to score touchdowns. And he was not able to set his feet. He was almost horizontal when he cut the ball loose.
He spun around, yeah.
Polston takes the snap. Quick throw, far side. Hicks, he runs into his own man at the 23, but still going. 25, 30, 35, up the numbers out to the 40-yard line. That's an 18, making a 19-yard gain out to the 41. And this Decatur Central offense is moving at will. And Schultz is down again for the Tigers. And it's that right knee again.
Yeah.
That was what he grabbed earlier back in the first half. I want to say the first quarter. Could be wrong. And Schultz is being attended to by the training staff of Warsaw. 58 seconds left to play in our third quarter. Decatur Central leads by two scores. The score here would pretty much put a bow on it. Not because Warsaw can't score three touchdowns in a quarter. They certainly could. But that would require DC to stop scoring,
right.
And they haven't proven that they're interested in that at all.
Exactly correct.
And again, every film I watched of this team, they would go so long and then they would fumble the ball, they would throw a bad pass, they would make the ball available to you, and they haven't done any of that tonight.
They did it one time.
Yeah.
The Quentin Brock interception, they did it one time.
Yep.
But you're right. You're waiting for them to self-implode, and they're just not.
Just not. And if they can do that for another 12 minutes and 45 seconds, they are going to take home another set of medals. This time they will be blue. Polston from the 41, first down and 10. Carter steps in front of him on the right. Fake handoff. He'll run up the field. He breaks a tackle. He breaks another. Runs through a third guy and gets all the way out to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 8, and Warsaw will make a wholesale change on the defensive line.
And if you're going to give, and I know we're only three quarters in, but so far in the three quarters, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's going to do it for the third
okay.
quarter. I don't
yep.
think they're going to run another play. They are not. Through three quarters, it's Decatur Central 31, Warsaw 17. Back with the fourth quarter of the 5A state championship game next on News Now Warsaw.